Feminism's Kodiak Moment, May 3rd, 2024. I typically shy away from sourcing article topics from Twitter, as the site is often its own little world, full of discussions that only matter to people who actively use the site. However, we'll make an exception today because A, the concept requires little insider info, B, the debate has started to leak from Twitter into the real world, and C, it is a revealing look at a broadly applicable issue. The question at hand: for women, would you rather be alone in the woods with a strange man or a bear? As you might imagine, this debate has brought forth all kinds of galaxy brain takes, as it supposedly reveals the inherent evil of men. You wouldn't have to think twice about the answer if it was a woman or a bear, which proves just how bad men are. Yeah, sure, okay. To get into assault statistics and share pictures of bear maulings would be answering a fool as their folly deserves, so we're not going to treat the claims as legitimate. There are zoos all over the country in which the hypothesis could be tested, but nobody seems interested in putting their money where their mouths are, so we won't pretend they believe it either. So, what can we learn from this thought experiment? A few observations on the matter. The bear in the bathroom. The most obvious, laughable contradiction of the grizzly gang is that, aside from a few TERFs, they're all in favor of giving confused, sexually twisted men access to women's bathrooms and locker rooms in the name of trans acceptance. I would rather take my chances with a bear than be alone with you. But throw on some makeup and grab a purse and it's all good. Come right on in. There is a time for reasoned debates, and there is a time to point and laugh at argumentation that is so absurd it should not be entertained. Proverbs 26, 4 and 5. This point falls firmly under the latter. Give me a break. Can you please make up your mind? These are the same people who excoriate the so-called Billy Graham rule every chance they get. The rule, of course, is that Graham would not meet, travel, or dine one-on-one with a woman. Former Vice President Mike Pence famously drew the mat of wrath and mockery of the pro-bear crowd when it was revealed that he kept the Graham rule. What, are you saying all women are trying to sleep with you? Are you that unable to control yourself? So women aren't entitled to the same access men get just because you can't stop sexualizing us? They insist the world should be a certain way, that men and women should be able to be alone in a room without anyone pondering about impropriety, the tight relationship should be able to be built between the sexes without sex being a consideration. In essence, they deny nature as it is in favor of the way they think it ought to be. But it's the reality of nature that makes them choose the bear. Sexual immorality is the single greatest temptation for men, as evidenced by the porn epidemic. But Team Yogi rejects God's standard that tells men to control themselves. They want a world that glorifies porn, casual sex, harmful pills, hookup apps, and ultimately abortion so they can use sex to their own ends. There are numerous obvious reasons for men to practice the Graham rule, but for someone to laugh at a man who practices it to avoid creating any doubt about their virtue, and then turn and say they'd rather be with a bear than a man because men aren't virtuous, think through that logical pretzel for a second. To quote Lewis, "We make men without chests and expect of them virtue and enterprise." You cheer on the creation of a Romans 1 world and are shocked to be surrounded by Romans 1 men. Male feminists to the rescue. Speaking of men without chests, on the flip side of the Graham rule, we have the male feminists trying to parlay their white knight act into favor with women. Quote, "You should definitely choose the bear because men are scum. I'm the worst. I'm part of the problem. See, I'm confessing my original sin as a male and owning my place at the bottom of the intersectionality totem pole. Men are awful. Except for me, because I admit my awfulness. See what a good boy I am?" Unquote. Why is this preferable to a man who says, quote, "You know what, I am a man, and as such I can be tempted by women, so I'm going to put up guardrails to stay out of trouble," end quote. One acknowledges the reality of nature in an attempt to gain favor in sexual dynamics. The other, to ensure everyone's virtue, is maintained. The dishonesty and subterfuge of male feminists is the most common toxic masculinity in the world today. The Christian solution. Christianity exposes the wickedness of both ditches presented to males today. Influencers like Andrew Tate glorify masculinity that has no breaks. Sleep with as many women as possible, they say. Don't let anyone tell you no. Basically, exercise no self-discipline except for what it takes to make you rich and attractive. Male feminists can see the issues with that masculinity run amok, so they throw their masculinity away entirely. Most preaching on masculinity today rightly condemns Tateism, but the weakness of male feminism is either ignored or even endorsed. Godly masculinity makes men of both power and virtue. Regarding the bear test, these are men who exercise discipline over their sinful desires. Strength without discipline is destructive, and so is discipline without strength, as the reality is that it takes no discipline to avoid something you're incapable of doing in the first place. No, men aren't more dangerous than bears, But with God removed from the equation, they're absolutely a danger. The only solution to the dilemma you're going to find is in God's Word. Thanks for listening. For more, check out jackwilkie.co, where you can find the full archive of my articles, where you can also become a subscriber by email and receive the articles as soon as they go up, 4 to 5 days ahead of the podcast feed. And if you should so choose, you can support my work by becoming a premium subscriber. If you enjoyed this article, one of the best ways to support my work is by sharing it with others, whether via the podcast feed or by sharing the link via email or social media from the site jackwilkie.co. Thanks again.